Well, we work very closely with neighborhood organizations and community groups, number one, who are either concerned about gentrification or have reason to believe that it may be in process. There are neighborhoods that, look, I always want to be a leader of our city who's trying to build up new neighborhoods and make more and profound investments in neighborhoods, particularly some who have over time had a difficult pattern of no investment and no progress, right. No new grocery stores or whatever the need may be. But it is a very delicate balancing act between making sure that new investment is coming to these neighborhoods so that they are revitalized, but the investment is not so significant that the top-end homes are what's left, displacing longtime residents who have called home, that neighborhood home, for some time, but who just simply cannot afford to live there anymore because of the property values.